This is a news-oriented broadcast, and all information is educational in nature and is not intended to be legal, securities, tax, or insurance advice. Securities are not offered or sold on the show. Please consult with the appropriate professional before acting on information heard during the broadcast.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. I need money.
This is the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is not just another money show, rather a guidance system to help you help yourself. Legacy Financial is a family-owned business and has earned the highest reputation by helping people just like you for over 40 years. Business professionals, school teachers, doctors and nurses, moms and retirees have all benefited from Legacy Financial's time-proven strategies. And now, the Dave and Sherry Show. It's David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome. You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is the Dave and Sherry Show, and my name is David Gallner. Thanks for tuning in. Name of our company is Legacy Financial Strategies. Our taglines, we help you enjoy and protect your nest egg, where we try to increase your returns and reduce your risk. Let me give you some contact information, then I'm going to tell you what we're going to be talking about. We're located at 3087 Innovation Way in Hermitage, Pennsylvania, in a development called Linden Point. Our toll-free number, and we'll repeat this throughout the show, is 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963. So if you want to call that number and set up a 5, 10, 15-minute or complimentary consultation or office, just call that number again. It's 800-264-4963. And if you're driving, you can Google the word Legacy Financial, Legacy Financial. You'll take it to our website, which is leavealegacy.com, leavealegacy.com. We've been serving pre-retirees and retirees, although we do have people that are younger from referrals. Between my daughter and myself, my daughter Sherry Marini will be back at the end of this month. She's a certified estate planner, also used to work for the Social Security office many years ago. She was director of admissions of a nursing home. She was Mercer County, a social worker for Mercer County Area and Agency for a number of years. But she's been in this practice over 21 years, and I've been in 50 years. And I'm a master certified estate planner. So, again, our toll-free number is 800-264-4963, or go to our website at leavealegacy.com, leavealegacy.com. When you go there, and I'll give you some websites on some other things that we do, but there's some on-demand seminars. They're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. They're not long, but there's a lot of reports you can download. It's free. One is on Social Security. So you should treat that like an asset. So even if you're on it, you might want to check that out, because there's some quizzes they ask you, test your knowledge. So one's on Social Security. One is, are you ready to retirement? Retirement readiness. One is like a paycheck for life called Guaranteed Income. And we'll be offering this book, which I've offered several times in the past, called Smart Retirement, Strategic Movement Around Retirement Taxation. And what they talk about is have this paycheck for life. Besides Social Security, you should have, for many of you, I don't say you should have, depending on the person, but many of you out there, probably in addition to Social Security, you should have some supplemental income, no matter what happens, that will pay you a guaranteed income, no matter, regardless of what's going on. Now, we'll talk about investments in a minute, but this book is called Smart Retirement, Strategic Movement Around Retirement Taxation by Matt Sekula. The foreword by Dr. Michael Rosian, four-time New York Times bestseller, number one bestseller, who works for the Cleveland Clinic. So if you'd like to get this book, it's hardback. You can hear it. You can get it at no charge. We'll even pay the shipping for you. And while we're at it, we have a book that my daughter and I co-authored with Jack Canfield. You know who he is, the guy, chicken soup guy? He's like a billion copies that he sold worldwide. And along with some other authors throughout the country, we wrote chapter 13, which has to do about taxes. And that's the other thing we do at Legacy Financial is we show people how to reduce taxes. And this chapter 13 says we reduce taxes by 50%, almost 100% of the time. Now, if you're not paying taxes or if you're not making very much, then obviously that statement wouldn't be correct. But we have a website for that also called EliteTaxReduction.com, EliteTaxReduction.com. And then our main tax website is InnovationTaxService.com, InnovationTaxService.com, where you can sign up and get some newsletters. So besides taxes, tax planning, what else do we do? Well, we show people how to protect their assets from catastrophic illness and Medicaid spend down, both on a pre-crisis and a crisis basis. I wish we had a video on that one because they say, according to the government, when you get 65 years of age or older, there's a 70-75% chance either you or your spouse will need some type of convalescent care. That's in-home care, assisted living care, nursing home, or adult daycare. And we have some strategy that covers all that without buying long-term care insurance. But most people, if they had to have care, they want it at home. And boy, we have a dynamite plan where you can buy ours for in-home care. So if you'd like to learn more about that, just call our toll-free number at 800-264-4963. We'll send you an email link with a video you can watch and send you out some free information, or you can set up a phone consultation to learn more about it. So these two books, again, we're giving is one called Pillars of Success, which my daughter and I wrote chapter 13, Jack Canfield, Sherry Marini, and Dave Gallner, and other business professionals, hardback, in a book called Smart Retirement, Strategic Moving Around Retirement by Matt Sekola. We won't even pay shipping. So if you'd like to get those copy of those books, again, call the toll-free number at 800-264-4963. So when you go to that website again, leaveallegacy.com, I mentioned you have one on Social Security. One is, are you ready to retire? Retirement readiness, paycheck for life called guaranteed income. One is how to have a tax-free retirement income. How to have a tax-free retirement income. Is that possible? Well, you get that book, he goes in a lot more detail, called Smart Retirement. One is on estate planning, wills, trusts, power of attorney. These are on-demand seminars. So, again, that website's leaveallegacy.com and click on-demand seminars. So let's ask you a couple different questions now. What is your largest expense? What do you think your largest expense will be? For some people, it's health care. For some people, could be taxes. When you ask the question, we always get incorrect answers. Some people will say things like the thus mortgage, kids' college. And by the way, we're going to be offering a program with that on these FAFSA programs, how to get qualified, because you need to strategically structure your plan, your investment, so you can be covered for top-notch colleges, public colleges in the country to get qualified for that. Some people say health insurance, which I mentioned earlier. When reality, for many people, not all people, is taxes. In fact, when we do the retirement roadmap on our second meeting, that's an expense that people don't think about. In fact, many times it could be the largest expense. The problem is that most Americans do not think there's anything they can do about taxes. They don't even look at it as an expense. It might take a while, but eventually people will answer taxes. So taxes is a big one. And especially they're set to sunset December 31st, 2025. And if you don't think we have a issue that taxes will go up in the future, and they'll go up dramatically if Joe Biden, but he's not getting in. I'm going to talk about that probably segment 3 and 4 because I got so much information on that. But no matter what's happened, go to usdebtclock.org, usdebt, D-E-B-T, clock.org, and you can see we have a problem. But we have strategies in place right now that you can take advantage of. It's on sale. And again, if you'd like to learn even more about that, get that book by Matt Sekola called Smart Retirement. Let me ask you another question. What if you have done to create a tax-free retirement? Is it possible? Well, go to that website, On Demand Seminars, talks about tax-free. How do you move from these ticking time bombs, these 401Ks, 403Bs, 457 programs, thrift programs? How do you move that money? And how much of your retirement account are yours? You know, when I see a 401K, 403B, I will invariably, when I see the statement, and I'll say, how much of that is yours? And they said, they may not say this, but this was their thinking. That's a silly question. Whatever you see on the number on that statement at this moment in time is mine. I said, oh, really? Do you see someone else's name on there? No. Whose name is it? Uncle Sam called the IRS. It's like having a mortgage on your house. You don't see it. So you got to pay the piper on that. What strategy do you have in place to take care of that? So how much of your retirement accounts are yours? Have you done anything to create a tax-free retirement? And what is your largest expense? So when you come back, do you have the cash to pay the taxes if you had a strategy on your IRA, profit sharing, etc.? So you're listening to Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. I want you to listen to this important message.
Attention, baby boomers. Wall Street is lying to you. What if you could preserve your nest egg by reducing your taxes? What if you could protect your nest egg from stock market risk? What if you could defend your nest egg from the ravages of healthcare costs? Thousands of clients can't be wrong over the last 60 years combined. To get a copy of the complete guide to living a tax-free retirement, go to www.legacyfinancialpresents.com. Remember, if you want to preserve, protect, and defend your nest egg from the stock market, the IRS, and healthcare expenses, go to legacyfinancialpresents.com now.
You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. And now back to the Dave and Sherry Show. David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome back. This is the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is the Dave and Sherry Show. My name is David Gallner. We're going to continue with these series on 11 questions. On the last segment, we talked about what is your largest expense. Most people usually answer that wrong, although some people do have it right. But for many people out there, is taxes. What have you done to create a tax-free income for retirement? Most people say nothing. They don't know how. How much of your retirement accounts is yours? If you have $1 million of a qualified account, probably for a lot of you that say 60% is yours, 40% could be the IRS. If you have $200,000, then maybe 80% is yours, 20% is the IRS. But nevertheless, you have a lien on it. I call it like having a mortgage. You don't really see it. And do you have a cash to pay the taxes on IRA or profit sharing programs if you're to do a strategy? And then where do you put the money? When it comes to investments or saving, I can't say we have everything, but we have most things. We talk about yellow money like a traffic light, is your emergency money, checking, savings, money market account, credit union. And we recommend 3 months to a year, depending on the person. The pros, it's very liquid, fairly safe. The disadvantage, doesn't pay much. And if it's earning any interest, you've got to pay taxes. Then red money, is anything go up and down? We have a division of our company called Legacy Advisory Group. We're fiduciaries. Red money is risk money. You get all the upside, but you get all the downside. That's stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, variable annuity, gold, silver, anything where there's risk on it, although you can buy gold and silver without a securities license. Go figure that, even though I consider that red money. But they all have their pluses and minuses. The advantage of red money, you get the upside. The downside is you have the risk. Are you a buy and a hope, buy and hold? That's called strategic, or you're tactical. We have both. And one of the things we do in our first meeting is we gather information. We ask you questions. You ask us. That can either be done by virtual, or you can come in for a complimentary consultation. The second meeting, we do what is called a retirement roadmap. And that first meeting, we give you an expense sheet. We put all your information in to see if you're going to have enough money the last. And the third meeting, and then usually we send out the questionnaire sheet for risk tolerance and capacity score to see if you're going to have enough money based on the road that you're on. That's what we call it, the retirement roadmap. Not our road, your road. That if you don't, or if there's a better strategy, then we're going to offer you in the third or fourth meeting strategies and give you the pros and cons of that. So you can't. We don't have every investment or savings, but we have most things. So I talked about yellow money. I talked about red money. Green money is long-term savings bonds or savings bond CDs, long-term CDs. We don't offer those. Fixed annuities, which we do, index annuities. You can't lose money due to market conditions, but you could lose it if you happen to bail out and you need 100% of your money. But of course, if it's in an IRA, you got income taxes on top of that. So one size does not fit all. There's pros and cons of every strategy. You hear that? Every strategy. The question is, what are you trying to accomplish? So that's what we tried to do from the first meeting, asking you a lot of questions and you asking us. The second meeting, and these are also complimentary, retirement roadmap. Is the road that you're on, are you going to have enough money? And if you don't, or if there's a better way, then we're going to not keep it a secret. We're going to offer you solutions. Then you can say yay or nay. We don't have a dog in a hunt, so to speak. So getting back to these 11 questions, do you have the cash to pay taxes on your IRA? Because that's one of the things we do. Besides tax preparation, which we finished up, although, believe it or not, we still have some people brought some returns, and I had one brought in a return yesterday. But we do tax planning. So do you have the cash to pay taxes on your IRA profit sharing plan? The government needs money. It has been said that in the future, taxes likely will rise and consume your IRA. I can remember when they had an excess tax many years ago, 15%. On top of your income tax, most affluent clients believe that by investing in IRA or other qualified plans, they have cut their taxes. No, they delayed it. They deferred them, and what they do not realize is what they have done is compound the future tax bill. It's a retirement program for the government. Well, you say, now you tell me. So would you rather pay tax on the seed or a harvest? But for many people, and if you're in your 60s, it's not too late to do that. In fact, there's some people who can do it in their 70s. The larger the account gets, the more the tax. They need to understand that their retirement plans will be subjected to many different types of taxes at some point in the future, including income taxes. Now, most people don't have the estate tax problem because you got the 11-6. By the way, I spent 2 days on a virtual boot camp who an attorney who's gone to the Supreme Court on asset protection. And then we had a former gentleman who worked for the IRS, and he was pretty high up on talking about strategies. This is the kind of things we do, by the way, folks. I'm kind of a financial nerd, my daughter and I both, for 2 days. Then we have breaks in between. Now, question 5. Do you know you can have a guaranteed income for life? I alluded to that on the first segment. Go to that website, leavealegacy.com. An on-demand seminar, there's one called Guaranteed Income. Income that you can structure, like your Social Security, will pay regardless. And if you die, you don't lose it. Number 6, do you know that estate and capital gains taxes are voluntarily? If you have a high appreciated asset, a business, stock, real estate, you need to give us a call. We have, besides 1031s and charitable remainder trusts, we have something called the Deferred Sales Trust, 453. And by the way, you want to make sure you're dealing with a tax firm that's been doing it for many, many years and has never, and his clients have paid any taxes. They got to be done right. So we have a tax practice. We don't do Willie Nelson strategies, and we don't do Ponzi schemes. So if you're looking for those kind of items, we're not a good fit for you. But estate and capital gain taxes are voluntarily. So You want to come in, give us a call, set up a phone call, 5, 10, 15 minutes, or a complimentary consultation. Our toll-free number again is 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963. Or go to our website, has all our contact information, leavealegacy.com, leavealegacy.com. Question 7, what have you done to protect yourself from lawsuits, lien, and judgments? Is the broker you're working with, they have a top-notch attorney who specializes in asset protection? What good does it do to grow that money if you're going to lose it? Now, one of the things is IRAs and 401ks do have some asset protection, but you have a lot of other assets, and what are you doing to protect yourself from that or protect yourself from going into a nursing home? We do both pre-crisis and crisis basis. It's better to do pre-crisis basis, but if you have or going in, if you know someone's going in, we might not be able to protect all of it, but we can protect a good percentage of it. So most brokers or insurance people don't usually get involved with that. Question 8, did you know you could insure, you hear this, insure, I-N-S-U-R-E, your IRA or profit sharing program? Well, how do you do that? How do you do that? What do you mean, insure my IRA? According to MIT Age Lab study, if a married couple lives past the age 65, I said this earlier, there's a 75% chance at least one of you developing Alzheimer's, dementia, Parkinson's, etc. Question 9. Did you know the IRS will give you a tax deduction today for a charitable gift that you do not make until after your spouse pass away? Did you know that? Question 10. Have you ever lost money in the stock market? Can you afford to lose it again? Do you want to make sure that it never happens again? The mass majority of affluent clients have never heard of these index products called green money, which I talked about earlier briefly. I just mentioned the name. Question 11. You know there are processes available that was pay you a tax-free income if you live too long, die too soon, or need long-term care coverage. If you want to learn more about that, give us a call. Set up a 5, 10, 15-minute conversation, complimentary, or have an office meeting. Our toll-free number is 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963. When we come back, we're going to talk about the baby boomer bond dilemma. And if we get a chance, we'll start talking a little bit about politics on the next segment toward the end. If I do, if not, it'll be the fourth segment. So if you listen to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network, please listen to this important message.
Attention, baby boomers. Wall Street is lying to you. What if you could preserve your nest egg by reducing your taxes? What if you could protect your nest egg from stock market risk? What if you could defend your nest egg from the ravages of healthcare costs? Thousands of clients can't be wrong over the last 60 years combined. To get a copy of the complete guide to living a tax-free retirement, go to www.legacyfinancialpresents.com. Remember, if you want to preserve, protect, and defend your nest egg from the stock market, the IRS, and healthcare expenses, go to legacyfinancialpresents.com now.
You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. And now back to the Dave and Sherry Show. David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is the Dave and Sherry Show. My name is David Gallner. We're going to be talking on this segment called the Baby Boomer Bond Dilemma. Does anybody own any bonds now? Or is this a waste of topic? Well, I'm going to talk about it. And then if I got enough time, I'll talk about some prognostications regarding to the election. So you want to stay for that. And I'm going to give you some information that I haven't heard anybody talk about on Newsmax, Fox News, about regarding Joe Biden. Yes, Joe Biden. I'll just give you a little hint. It happened to Al Capone. Do you remember Al Capone? What did he go to prison for? It wasn't murder. I'll explain what I mean. So let me give you some contact information. Our toll-free number is 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963. If you'd like to set up a 5, 10, 15-minute phone conversation, or we can just set up a meeting by Zoom, or you can come in the office, complimentary. So again, that toll-free number is 800-264-4963, or go to our website, which has all our contact information, leavealegacy.com, leavealegacy.com. So let's talk about the baby boomer bond dilemma. U.S. Treasuries have been the bonds of choice for safe retirement, but they could deliver no real return for the next decade. So if you rely on that, and if interest rates remain low, that's not going to cut it. Remember I said you should have a, beside your Social Security, you should have something that's called a paycheck for life, predictable. Not a maybe, guarantee. Now, we offer yellow, green, and red money. So we offer all of it. And some people may not need any of that. But many of you, besides Social Security, usually need a sliver of that, making sure and it's a better than a bond alternative, in my opinion, and not just my opinion, some other experts in the industry. Today's record low bond yields could not come at a worse time for many baby boomers. That's people born from 1946 to 64. Owning U.S. Treasury, the undisputed safest bond for retirees, means signing on for next to nothing in earnings for the next 5 to 10 years. Is that what you want? If you don't, then you should give us a call. We have alternatives out there. That's because the current yield of a treasury bond is a solid estimate of future annual returns, and treasuries that mature in 10 years or less currently have yields way below 1%. Now, I start, when I have this conversation, I say, I'm sorry, this is going to be super depressing. And this information, by the way, that he's saying it's going to be low for a number of years, is from David Blanchett, B-L-A-N-C-H-E-T-T. He's the head of the research of Morningstar Investment Management Group. He said, while historical long-term average annual return for intermediate-term treasuries is 4.5%, Mr. Blanchett, not me, from Morningstar, says that based on current year's yields, you ready for this? Our return below 2% is more likely. And he says that's before factoring inflation. So the 1.3 annual rate of inflation through August, the latest information available, was higher than 0.3% for a 5-year treasury note and 0.7% for 10-year treasury. So if you got bonds and you're looking for an alternative, we have a strategy that has this paycheck for life that you'll be quite pleased with as part of your asset allocation. We don't use bonds, especially in this environment. He said expected low returns for the next 5 to 10 years come at a crucial time for households near retirement and those who have recently crossed the retirement Rubicon. He said, what matters most is what happens to your portfolio in the first 10 years or so of retirement. If you're not generating enough growth, he said it can have a big impact on whether you have what you need later on. That's why I said, besides Social Security, you need to have another sliver that has a guaranteed predictable income. He said an article he wrote for financial advisors, he also suggests to continue to assume a higher historical bond returns when returning retirement income forecast is almost malfeasance. He said it's super dangerous to be investing in fixed income right now. You hear that? But I don't know where else to go. Well, we have a strategy. High-quality corporate municipal bonds may be tempting because they pay more interest than treasury, but once you're retired, they come up short when the stock market falls. If you need to use money from your portfolio, you want to have some money in places that don't go down when equities are down. That leads you to treasury because every other type of bond doesn't hold its value when stocks go down. When there are more bond sellers than buyers, bond prices fall and yields rise. Total returns for traditional mutual bond funds and exchange-traded bond funds are the combination of the interest payments and changes to the price of bonds in a portfolio. How would you like to have a strategy that paid you, no matter what happened to the market, and would pay you a predictable monthly income, deposit your checking account every month like your Social Security? In addition to that, I think you would sleep better. Then you could do other strategies, which we have, and we could talk about. Everybody's different on the yellow, green, and red money. He said, during the coronavirus bear market this year, when stocks fell nearly 35%, remember, bottom March 23rd, 2020, in a four-week stretch through March 23rd, already low bond yields did not offset price declines for most types of bonds. The Vanguard Total Bond Market Index Fund, the largest core bond fund, lost 1%. The Vanguard Intermediate Term Corporate Index Fund, which focuses on high-quality corporate debt, fell more than 11%. The iShares National Mini ETF lost 10%. So we have strategies. You're going to have that kind of an issue. So all that said, there's strategy retirees can consider to generate reliable income without undue risk. Step one is decide on optimal Social Security claiming strategy. This came from Wade PFAU, Director of Retirement Research at McLean Asset Management and founder of Retirement Research website for consumers. Typically, that means having the highest earner in a household. If possible, you can delay it to 70. A lot of people can't do that. That's why I said there's a strategy called start, stop, start, where you can start at 62, stop it at full retirement age, let it delay to 70, and turn it back on. But you need income in between there. That's why you need to work with someone who knowledge about how Social Security works. He said every year you delay Social Security because we already know that, of course, it goes up. But that doesn't help you put food on the table. He says, I'm not going to go through all the rest of it. If you'd like to have more of this, what he's talking about, give us a call. We'd be glad to email it to you or mail it out to you if you don't have a computer. Our toll-free number, again, is 800-264-4963. What do you ask for? The Baby Boomer Bond Dilemma. Toll-free number, again, is 800-264-4963. If you'd like an email, just say, when you call, I want that report called the Baby Boomer Bond Dilemma. Give you your name and your email, and one of my assistants will be glad to send it out to you. So let's talk a little bit about politics and the last segment we'll focus on that. I'm doing this now Wednesday, October 21st. So the debate's going to be tomorrow night. Now, you're listening on Saturday. Now, they've got six segments of 15 minutes each. That's 90 minutes. Now, what they're going to do is each candidate can talk for 2 minutes each. That's 4 minutes out of the 15. During those 2 minutes each, they can't comment. Their mics will be muted. After that, they'll unmute them. One of the topics, now listen to this, folks, again, is climate change. Climate change. Of all the things we got going on, they bring that up again. They basically are gods, or they want a god to be able to control that. We're going to talk about, on the next segment, Project Prophecy. Project Prophecy by Jim Rickards, all right? You want to hear what he has to say and what if the market is an indicator on predicting who the next president will be. And this has been, since 1980, never been wrong. That's 40 years. 40 years, this has never been wrong. Do not believe those so-called polls when they sample 500, 800, 1,000, 1,200 out of 150 million they estimated vote this year. That's not a very high percentage. This, to me, is a better indicator. So stay tuned for that. You're listening to Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. Please listen to the important message.
At Legacy Financial Strategies, we know you want to retire with the comfort and security of knowing exactly how much you can spend in retirement, and that each and every dollar of retirement income will be there when you need it. We know you want to sleep at night and have your retirement lifestyle unaffected by today's economic news. We know you don't want to outlive your retirement assets or become a burden to your family and loved ones. We know you want a step-by-step process designed to help you feel confident in your decisions. We specialize in lifetime income planning. We have been helping our clients for over 40 years, offering the confidence that a prudent strategy can help provide. Let us help you. Visit our website at leavealegacy.com to learn more. That's leavealegacy.com. Or call us at Legacy Financial Strategies at 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963. You'll be glad you called. I guarantee it.
You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. And now back to the Dave and Sherry Show. David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is the Dave and Sherry Show. My name is David Gallner. So let me give you a toll-free number if you'd like to set up a complimentary consultation, either on the phone, 5, 10, 15 minutes, or in-person office, complimentary. Toll-free number is 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963. Before I get in with Jim Richards is predicting about the market, he's not the only source that I've heard this from. Let me give you some despicable, deplorable news. Last debate, Joe Biden on ABC came out and supports, listen to this, young children, 8 years and older, that they have the right to be a transgender. Folks, that is child abuse. Now, I have 7 grandchildren. One of my children, when he was younger, I'm not sure if he was 7 or 8, when he grew up, you know what he wanted to be? A dog. So should my daughter allow him to be a dog? I don't think so. I mean, that is sick. In fact, in the Bible, it talks about what they do to young children. I don't know if you've ever been to Israel. I've seen what a millstone looks like. It weighs several tons. Jesus said, you're better off putting that around your neck and throwing the person overboard. Well, if you had a millstone around your neck, weighs something several tons, guess what? You're going down to the bottom of that sea like instantaneously. That is child abuse. And then, who comes out today? Report? The Pope. And I don't care if you're Catholic or not. Being a Protestant, being Catholic, does not get you into heaven. It's repentance, asking forgiveness, accepting who? Jesus Christ is the God, because he's not in the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. He's the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. But the Pope, now I don't know if he's a believer or not a believer, just because he's the Pope, but he's endorsing same-sex civil unions. Has he read the Bible? Has he read Romans 1? Has he read the Bible or is he compromised? Jesus Christ is the same today, yesterday, and tomorrow. It does not say Adam and Steve. It says Adam and Eve. Now, when I had my undergraduate degrees in psychology at Youngstown State University, and many years ago, I took a course in abnormal psychology. I wonder if they still offer that. Now, I have 36 out of 45 hours and a master's degree at Liberty University in religion. That won't get you into heaven. The end of December, I've read the Old New Testament now 35 times. That won't get you into heaven. If you see my index finger and my thumb, it's almost touching, which means I know very little, but it's more than I knew last year. The secret to spending eternity in heaven is repentance, ask forgiveness, accept Jesus Christ as the God. So I don't know where the Pope's coming from, but anybody who could say that is unbelievable. I don't care what church, you should be as upset as I am about something like that. Now, reports. And then I'll get into Jim Richards' prognostication. Documents show Hunter Biden's alleged signature on Delaware computer repair shop. So apparently it looks like it's his signature. The attorney for him, representative, wanted to get the laptop back, but he didn't get back in a timely manner. So the gentleman turned it over to the FBI back in December of 2019. Stay tuned. This is a criminal enterprise that's going on. Folks, when I mentioned earlier about Al Capone, you know, allegedly Al Capone murdered many, many people. You know what he went to jail for? It wasn't murder, income tax evasion. So when Joey turned over his income taxes, one of the questions I would try to slip in, I'd mention if Joe Biden knows who Al Capone is, he didn't report the income from China or Ukraine. If he's received money, I don't care if it's illegal or dirty money, the IRS doesn't really care. They want you to report it. That's what Al Capone did not report. That's what he went to jail for. No one has talked about that on Fox News or so forth. They haven't got that down in. But if that's the case, he's got some real serious issues. I hope Joey can hold on to after the debate and the election, because he's going to lose. And not me just saying that. Many people, in fact, since 1980, when the stock market, that's 40 years, folks, has been positive from August, September, and October, those 3 months, the incoming president gets elected. Now, I'm going to make a prognostication that, and it's just me just saying this, this gentleman in his report also mentions this, that he's going to get 280, 290 electoral votes. However, he won't be settled on November 3rd. Why? You got ballots like Pennsylvania, 372,000 mail-in ballot applications. I never even got one. My wife got one as an application for a ballot. I never got one. They sent them back, and they should have them. One person has said one voter was alleged to have submitted 11 duplicates. So my point is, there's Pennsylvania and other states. Many of these are going to be counted way after November 3rd. In fact, Pennsylvania gives them to 3 days after November 3rd, and then they probably have another week to count them. So what will happen is, if there's states that are close, say 20, 30, 40, 50,000, the Democrats have hired a lot of lawyers. I've heard numbers, believe it or not, 800. So you know darn well attorneys want to get paid. So guess what? They're going to challenge those states that are close, and they'll go to court. It might go all the way to the Supreme Court. It might not be settled to December. It might be first part of January. I'm making a prediction. Donald wins the electoral, loses the popular, and it'll be settled sometime in December of 2020. He'll be the winner. The Republicans will hold the Senate. The House, there's a 15% chance they could take the House back. But there's probably an 85% chance the Democrats will hold it, kind of like now. So let's talk about Jim Richards. Presidential polls might be wrong again. We're just 2 weeks from the U.S. election. According to him, I'll skip down through some of the stuff. He said, meanwhile, lines are sneaking around buildings. He went to a voting place in a rural area, and there was long lines. And he says many of those people, he didn't say what state he's from, are voting for who? He says Donald Trump. He said there could be some Democrats in there as well. And he says, the reason I share this brief impression is the indication of very high enthusiasm. You saw the Gallup poll came out, high enthusiasm. If the sample of larger Republican voters I saw was an indication of Republican turnout in battleground states, then Trump could surprise on the upside and win several battleground states that the consensus polling number shown as firmly in Biden's column. If Trump wins due to a much higher than expected turnout voters for him in key states, then it would be a surprise to Wall Street. Only one notable polling firm still gives the edge to Trump. It happens to be the only one that called Pennsylvania and Michigan for Trump in 2016. That's called the Trafalgar Group, T-R-A-F-A-L, GAR Group gives an edge to Trump and expects undecided voters to move his way in the final stretch of the election. Robert Kelly, chief pollster at that group, currently expects a Trump win roughly, he says, 280 electoral college votes. That's just above the 270 threshold to win. He told National Review that he sees the 2020 race fundamentally as a motivation race rather than a persuasion race, with perhaps 1.5% at most of the electoral undecided in battleground states. The National Review piece reveals important differences between that Traflagar's, T-R-A-F-A-L-G-A-R, polling method and often flawed methods of pollsters who get more national attention. If Kaylee is right that this is a motivation rate, then the predictions of a blue wave might be off. Jim still gives Trump an edge in the election. That's Jim Richards. He thinks the ongoing news stories about the contents of Hunter Biden's laptop could be more undecided voters toward Trump. Absolutely. There's also the matter of which political party will control the House and the Senate. Whichever party is more motivated could wind up controlling the White House and control Congress next year. If one party winds up controlling U.S. fiscal policy starting in 2021, the investing environment could change significantly. The U.S. economy is still in a deep hole from the coronavirus lockdowns, and each party has a stated plan to try to stimulate the economy out of its hole. So, if you'd like to set up a complimentary consultation, give us a call at Legacy Financial Strategy, toll-free, and set up a 5, 10, 15-minute phone call or an in-office meeting, complimentary. Our toll-free number is 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963. Or go to our website at leavealegacy.com. So remember this, you want to protect your freedom, you need to vote. Vote for the right person. If you're a believer, I went through and showed you the choices. I think it's pretty obvious on who you should vote for. So thanks for tuning in, and we'll talk to you next week.
Folks, if you own stocks, mutual funds, or variable annuities, listen up. We have software that'll do a moral audit. Maybe the money that you're investing is supporting outfits that support pornography, anti-family entertainment, abortion, or maybe non-warriors lifestyle, or maybe also alcohol, tobacco, and gambling. We will take those mutual funds, variable annuities, and we have this free software we'll analyze and show you what percentage of that money is going to support those. You do not have to give up rate of return to invest in those things. We can show you how to move that money and will support the companies who support the morals that you want out there. So if you want a copy of that moral audit at no charge you, please call toll free at 800-264-4963 or 724-983-1670. It's called the Evaluator.
At Legacy Financial Strategies, we know you want to retire with the comfort and security of knowing exactly how much you can spend in retirement, and that each and every dollar of retirement income will be there when you need it. We know you want to sleep at night and have your retirement lifestyle unaffected by today's economic news. We know you don't want to outlive your retirement assets or become a burden to your family and loved ones. We know you want a step-by-step process designed to help you feel confident in your decisions. We specialize in lifetime income planning. We have been helping our clients for over 40 years, offering the confidence that a prudent strategy can help provide. Let us help you. Visit our website at leavealegacy.com to learn more. That's leavealegacy.com. Or call us at Legacy Financial Strategies at 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963. You'll be glad you called. I guarantee it.
Are you disappointed by the results of buy and hold, or we like to say buy and hope, and you hope things work out eventually? Does your portfolio have a circuit breaker to protect you for another drop? Hi, my name is David Gallner with Legacy Financial Strategy and Legacy Advisory Group. What if there was a missing piece of information that was costing you a significant amount of money now or in your future? When would you want to find out about it? In fact, a piece of information must-know fact you would agree that you would want to know about it prior to making any type of financial decision, especially one that puts your money at risk. That's what makes our firm different. We believe in identifying all the facts necessary to make a sound financial decision that is your best interest before making that decision. Call us at toll-free at 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963. Or go to our website at leavealegacy.com. Leavealegacy.com.
At Legacy Financial Strategies, we know you want to retire with the comfort and security of knowing exactly how much you can spend in retirement, and that each and every dollar of retirement income will be there when you need it. We know you want to sleep at night and have your retirement lifestyle unaffected by today's economic news. We know you don't want to outlive your retirement assets or become a burden to your family and loved ones. We know you want a step-by-step process designed to help you feel confident in your decisions. We specialize in lifetime income planning. We have been helping our clients for over 40 years, offering the confidence that a prudent strategy can help provide. Let us help you. Visit our website at leavealegacy.com to learn more. That's leavealegacy.com. Or call us at Legacy Financial Strategies at 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963. You'll be glad you called. I guarantee it.
Yes, the financial game has changed, but you can't sit on the sidelines forever because this year is important. If you found out there was a missing fact or piece of information that was costing you a significant amount of money now, or if it could cause a significant problem or cost you in the future, would you want to find out about it today, 5 or 10 years from now? Never. If that fact or piece of information was a must-know fact, would you agree that you want to know about it prior to making any type of financial decision, especially one that would put your money at risk? That was to make our firm different. We believe in identifying all the facts necessary to make a sound financial decision that's in your best interest before making that decision. Need some ideas for a particular circumstance? Call Legacy Financial Strategy and Legacy Advisory Group toll-free at 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963, or go to our website at leavealegacy.com for a simple three-step review process to evaluate the risks of your retirement.
Attention, baby boomers. Wall Street is lying to you. What if you could preserve your nest egg by reducing your taxes? What if you could protect your nest egg from stock market risk? What if you could defend your nest egg from the ravages of healthcare costs? Thousands of clients can't be wrong over the last 60 years combined. To get a copy of the complete guide to living a tax-free retirement, go to www.legacyfinancialpresents.com. Remember, if you want to preserve, protect, and defend your nest egg from the stock market, the IRS, and healthcare expenses, go to legacyfinancialpresents.com now.
You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network.